Hi there, and welcome to Bible Talk with Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe Jackowitz is the president of First Love Ministries and pastor of Christ Bible Church in Pleasanton, California. With him are Rich Hormerez and Bobby Hamlin, meeting up for conversation of eternal importance. Join us, won't you, for Bible Talk.
Well, once again, we're so glad to have you join us as we meet together to talk about God's Word, the Bible, on Bible Talk, particularly as we reflect on Thanksgiving. Hi, this is Rich Hormerez.
And I'm Bobby Hamlin. And yes, this is such a wonderful time of year that we as a nation here in the U.S. set aside time for a holiday that we call Thanksgiving. And we'll get more into that in just a moment with Pastor Joe, who's with us right now. Hi, Pastor Joe.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Rich. And I am thankful to be with you today and with our listeners.
And we're thankful to have you with us. Now, as we mentioned, we're talking about Thanksgiving, which is predominantly celebrated in the United States and Canada. It's a time for gathering, for meals, with family and friends, catching up, or as a time of service, helping out, say, at a rescue mission, those who are less fortunate. Now, Pastor Joe, how do you and your family celebrate this holiday?
Well, we traditionally approach it the way that most people do. We celebrate it not just as an annual tradition, getting together as a family to see each other, or as an opportunity to see family and friends. We don't like to recognize Thanksgiving in a way that just lowers the meaning, the true meaning of it. It was instituted at the beginning of our country in the 17th century when the Pilgrims came over from England and settled in New England, Plymouth Rock, and that first winter, you'll remember from your school history lessons that they gave thanks. They made an effort to give thanks in a very special way to God for all the blessings and the protection that God provided for them during the trip, and for the little food that they had, and for preserving their lives. Many died, but there was many other things to be thankful for. And so eventually, Thanksgiving became a holiday in the United States, and until recently, where society has pretty much renamed it Turkey Day, and they just get together to eat turkey, and the meaning and recognition of Thanksgiving to God, as originally given the holiday, is almost totally removed from it. But we get together annually on Thanksgiving Day, my family and I, my wife and children and the extended family, and we cook the traditional turkey and the trimmings. But I make an effort to try to preserve the meaning of the holiday. I give a little devotional, maybe a five-minute devotional, quoting a few scriptures and reminding all of our family members that we need to be thankful to God, not just on one day a year, but every day.
Yes. Now, so many people just overlook Thanksgiving altogether and just look at it as, you know, shopping starts for Christmas and maybe we'll get together with our family and have a meal, a nice meal, and watch football. And isn't football so much a part of it these days? I don't know if you watch football, but so many people just think of all of the big games that start on Thanksgiving. So it seems like so many people just overlook it almost. And the only thing they look forward to is maybe a good meal and a good football game. And my family, when I was growing up, did take it seriously. We did gather as a family. We didn't really have a born-again background, so to speak. We went to church, to a congregational church, and we definitely believed in God and Jesus Christ as his son. And we thought that, you know, going to heaven meant being a good person and also going to church and believing in God, of course. So on Thanksgiving, what we would do is we would get together and then we would have a real serious grace. We would say grace, and that was about the one time that we prayed together as a family. We went to church and everything, but on Thanksgiving, we would gather with family, and we would say a serious grace to the Lord and thanks for all of the blessings, you know, and then it was on to eating and football. So we did meet, and it was an important family day, but we didn't quite grasp the whole meaning of what Thanksgiving is. How about you, Rich?
Well, we would gather together. My cousin would be the primary meeting place. And just like you said, Bobby, yes, the television was on and football was on in the background.
Yeah.
But as we gathered together for a meal, it was a time of really sitting down as a family. Probably only Christmas and Thanksgiving was the time that we did gather together. And so this was an important time to really try to focus on what are we thankful for. And so being a guest in somebody's house, I don't like to be the resident preacher that comes in. I wanted to be respectful to my cousin and others, but they would ask me if I would pray and offer a blessing. And so during that time, I really focused in on the true meaning of being thankful, thankful to God in all that we are and do, and to honor him and to praise his holy name and to be thankful for each other as we gather together.
Mm-hmm. That's so neat. I must say that in later years, I'm so thankful to God for this. This is one of my biggest thanks to the Lord, is that one by one, each one of us has become born again in my whole family. And so I feel so blessed about that. And so now what we do is before the meal happens, we'll all gather in the living room and then we'll sing a hymn of thanksgiving to the Lord together. And then we'll go around the room and one by one, we say one or two things that we're most thankful for. So I praise God that we have come to know him and to be thankful to him. But you know, Pastor Joe, a lot of times this is still a once a year holiday for people on the day of Thanksgiving. But to the child of God, as you mentioned, Thanksgiving should always be in our hearts and on our lips, not only once a year in November, but every day of our lives. Pastor Joe, can you talk about the importance of just focusing on our thanks to God?
Well, it's critical for believers to be thankful to God every day. In an increasingly narcissistic and self-serving culture, we could see that we even use holidays for our own purposes, just to kind of be an excuse to get together and watch football and bake a turkey, as you were saying and as we were talking about earlier. But we need to be, as Christians, those who, through our example, and through our sharing the Word of God and relating the Word of God to informal situations where other people are around, the importance of being thankful, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day of the year. So it's incumbent upon us to remind people and to actually reach out and share the Word on this topic as to why we should be thankful every day of the year. And what we should be thankful for, we should remind, for example, people every day through our own example and through our own testimony, where in conversations we bring up, well, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that, where we hear other people complaining around us, maybe on the job, we're not making enough money, others are complaining about this, that, not enough benefits. We can add our 2 cents and say, well, I'm thankful that I'm alive. I'm thankful that at least I have a job. I'm thankful that I have my health. So we can make a difference as Christians to remind people around us exactly what to be thankful for. And the Lord knows there's enough people that complain that they're not getting enough of this, that, and the other thing. But as Christians, every day in our lifestyle, on our jobs, wherever we go, we can take those opportunities to express to other people why we are thankful. Because the Bible says that we are to do that. We are to be a thankful people. And if we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, he is going to remind us not only during our personal worship and prayer time of a myriad of things we need to be thankful for, but he's going to stir up to remind other people, especially to be thankful for our salvation, to be thankful for the gift of God in the Father giving his Son to die on the cross for us. We have a trillion things to be thankful, and we need to bring all those things out in our daily lives to remind other people around us at work, in our families, not just during Thanksgiving, but everywhere we go, we need to remind people every day to be thankful. It's so tragic and sad. If there's a trillion things that we can be thankful for and should be thankful for, because there's so many, they're innumerable, that we hardly ever thank God as Christians. We, of all people, should be those on the cutting edge, in the lead, on the leading edge of reminding people to be thankful. One of the best phrases that people like to use, at least people who are thankful and positive, is, well, it could be worse. And so that's a nice expression to kind of lead into a conversation about being thankful every day.
That's right. It kind of sounds funny and can make people laugh. But actually, the truth of that would cheer people right up as they think, yeah, you know, you're right. It could be worse. But, you know, I think that, like you said, number one, we want to bring glory to God and let him know of our thankful hearts for everything he's given us. And secondly, it's a great witness to others. But I think it also helps our own attitude. You know, we can get inundated by things in the world or stresses or whatever. And when we remember to be thankful, even if it's as an exercise, like first thing in the morning, we have to say something that we're thankful for to the Lord, because it changes our whole attitude, doesn't it? It changes the whole way we look at the world. If we go, yeah, you know, it could be a lot worse. I am blessed.
Oh, yeah. Being thankful is a great tool to totally change your approach to worship and to serving God. Someone once told me early on in my Christian walk that when we're in prayer with the Lord, if we don't have anything to pray about, if we can't think about anything to pray about, which sometimes we get brain fog and we just don't know what to say. You know, we don't know how to pray as we ought. And that's part of our sinful nature still that remains with us, is that inability just to snap our fingers and be spiritual. But one of the folks who discipled me said, in response to my question about how to pray properly, he says, well, look, if you want to worship better and you can't think about what to say to the Lord, just start thanking him for things. And you'll be surprised that sooner or later, your heart will fill with joy as you think about all these blessings that God has given you and done for you, and you're thanking him for it, and your worship experience begins to fill out and flow over into other areas. Besides just Thanksgiving, you begin to praise him and you begin to adore him and worship him and go into all these other areas. And I thought that was very good, and it does work.
Yes.
Yes.
You're listening to Bible Talk with Pastor Joe. Now, perhaps you have a question you would like to ask. You can do just that by simply emailing us at firstloveradio@firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio@firstloveradio.org. You can also send in your request to First Love Radio, P.O. Box 2190, Dublin, California. The zip code is 94568. Or simply go to the Contact Us section on our webpage and ask your question there. And be sure when you contact us to indicate that it's for the program Bible Talk. We'll repeat this contact information at the end of our program. For now, let's rejoin Rich, Bobby, and their talk with Pastor Joe.
Now, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, sometimes we encounter difficulties, even tragic situations. Someone might be saying, "How can I be thankful for that? Does God really mean we have to be thankful for everything?"
Well, that's what he means, and he means what he says. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, 8, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." That's what you just quoted. But someone looks at that and says, well, how can I do that? Because when you look around, when people are filled with pain, they don't usually give thanks for that pain. They don't usually give thanks for that difficult situation that came up, or whether it be an injury or a health problem or a financial need or a relationship struggle. How can you give thanks for something that is so counter to what you and who you are as an individual? And again, it's a gift from God. You need to be born again. You need to have the understanding of God. You need to see things as God sees them. And when you become a Christian and born from above, you receive the Holy Spirit, who provides a perspective for you to see deeply into the cause and reason for circumstances. And if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we learn that the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and he opens up an understanding to see a different side of things. In other words, for the average person to understand this better, I would say he allows us to understand that in difficult circumstances, there is a silver lining that benefits us spiritually and benefits us in terms of the growth of our character. And so when you are suffering physically or in any other way, even persecuted as a Christian, when the Holy Spirit opens up your understanding to comprehend the reason why you're going through this, whether it be an opportunity to witness, an opportunity to suffer for the glory of Christ, which is a privilege, you're able even to give thanks to God for that suffering. For example, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, there was a fourth person in there, which was the Lord, and they didn't even have their minds on the pain and suffering. It says they were dancing around in the fire, and they were conversing with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Holy Spirit enables you, he gives you the ability to take your mind off of the pain and suffering and to be able to worship, to be able to carry on your life as normal, and to put that pain and difficult circumstance in a proper perspective. He gives you patience and contentment to wait until that pain and suffering goes away, if it ever does go away. But he's also able to lift you to a higher plane, a higher level experience that most people don't experience, which is giving you a thankful heart for those negative, painful circumstances. It's a gift of God. In the person of the Holy Spirit, who provides peace, who provides joy, who provides spiritual illumination, for you to be able to experience something that humanity in the flesh cannot experience by our natural minds and our natural senses.
Yes. You know, another verse that comes to mind is that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And I think that, you know, we have to keep in mind that even though this looks like a terrible circumstance, that, like you said, Pastor Joe, he can be growing our character. It can also be a building block to open up the way for something else that we can't even see in the future that will really feel like a blessing to us, that it puts us on the path that the Lord wants us on.
Well, that's why when it comes to being thankful for difficulties and tragic situations and painful things that happen to us, we really need the Holy Spirit. Because when you read this verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, and it says, "Now in everything give thanks, for this is God's will." God is not going to command us to be thankful in everything. He's not going to tell us this is his will for us without giving us the ability to do it, especially when it comes to things that the natural man and the human flesh cannot do in normal circumstances. So if God says we're to be thankful even for the pain and the suffering, he's the one that's going to give us the grace to be thankful. One of the reasons why I know this is true is that in my prayer life, and every one of you who are Christians, you understand this because it's a blessing and a gift of the Holy Spirit to help us pray, is as we go along, when the Lord lifts up our hearts during worship and prayer And he gives us that freedom and liberty to pray as we should pray and worship and so forth. And we begin to thank God, Lord, I thank you for this. And it begins to lift up our heart and fill our heart with a sense of awe that he saved us. And we begin to enumerate. It's amazing how when the Holy Spirit sanctifies and expands our memory in prayer, there's a million reasons that flood into our minds to thank God. And then we're just as easily able to thank God for those difficult things, that pain and so forth, because we've been lifted above the fray of personal bitterness. The Holy Spirit has lifted up our minds above the personal painful elements of it. And he's able to give us this spiritual perspective to see the blessing of everything that the Lord has done in our lives and brought into our lives, whether good or whether bad, whether calamity or painful situation, because we're able to thank him for it and without any reservation or without any misgivings. And the same thing is true with Job in the book of Job. When all of these terrible things happened to him, his 10 children were killed, all of his possessions and his animals and flocks were stolen and taken, and his health was taken away. How in the world, with all that physical deprivation and suffering and pain coming down on you almost all at once, can you say as Job did, the Lord gives, the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord? He was still able to worship and be thankful in that situation. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And in your prayer time, if you're stumbling in your ability, if you're hesitating in your ability to thank God in everything that has happened to you, then we need to seek God for more of the assistance and the help of the Holy Spirit, who is an expert, who is specifically given to us to help us be thankful for things that we can't in the flesh, among other things.
Yes, and we should be constantly thankful to God for his gift of salvation. Now, this year is not a traditional year with COVID-19. Thanksgiving takes on a whole new way of gathering or not gathering. Now, Pastor Joe, can you speak to that as we look at our situation with COVID-19?
Well, this topic of Thanksgiving is especially relevant during the last year with the COVID-19 pandemic and the civil unrest in America and the collapse and rebuilding of our economic system and millions of jobs that were lost. And COVID-19 and the pandemic is just one of several waves of great trials that have been poured out upon the earth. And how in the world are we going to be thankful in a situation like this? Well, again, just like in any other situation, thankfulness comes from within. It's not something that's triggered by our outward circumstances necessarily. It can be, but you can be guaranteed that you'll have a thankful heart if that level of appreciation and gratitude comes from the Lord in your heart, prompting you and prodding you to be thankful because of the joy he gives you in your heart. So it's really important that during the trials we're going through with the COVID-19 virus and all the other things going on, that we don't look at our circumstances to try to work up an artificial kind of gratitude. It becomes a big struggle. It becomes a Herculean effort to try to stir up a sense of thankfulness or artificial happiness that won't last but a few seconds. You have to go to the Lord and maintain short accounts with him, making sure that you confess your sins, that you've repented of your sins, and that your conscience is cleansed afresh, you know, getting right with God and keeping your heart pure from sinning. You know, the Bible says, he who covers his sins shall not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. And that's very important to do. When we look to Christ and trust him to cleanse our hearts by his blood afresh, he pours out a sense of purity within us. And it is through that daily renewal in our relationship with Christ by faith that God brings peace back into our hearts, which includes a sense and an ability of thankfulness, an ability to thank him in difficult situations. I had come down with leukemia over a year ago, and almost every day since then, and I've been in remission for 10 months, but during those 5 months of chemotherapy treatments, and since that time in December when I finished my last treatment, I was able to thank God sincerely, honestly thank God for a disease that nobody would thank God for in the flesh, that is, humanly speaking, because the Lord allowed me to see the spiritual benefit of having leukemia and the need to trust God day by day with my life in his hands, and to be able to see all the spiritual benefits I was gleaning and prospering through the leukemia that I would have never been blessed by had I not had the leukemia. And so when the Holy Spirit gives you that perspective, you're able to thank God for whether it be COVID-19 or leukemia or any other disease.
Yes, it's truly something that we have to be thankful for each day as we awake and look at each day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So there's so much that we need to be thankful for each and every day. So, Pastor Joe, as we conclude here, do you have any final thoughts as we look at Thanksgiving and praising God for his mercies and his grace that are renewed and refreshed to us each day?
Yes, I do. Psalm 103 is one of my favorite psalms, and it's a psalm of thanksgiving. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who heals all your diseases, who forgives all your iniquities. And on throughout the psalm, it identifies all of the reasons why we should be thankful and we should bless the Lord and worship the Lord. And I think every day, if you begin your day with that kind of an approach to God and an approach to life, where instead of getting down on yourself or looking at your circumstances and having this pity party, why are all these things happening to me? If you really get your mind and your heart into the scripture and you begin to seek God and ask God to lift you above your circumstances so you can see reality as he sees it, you will begin to see that you really have so many more blessings in your life than you do reasons to complain and to feel down. And you'll be given the grace to set aside those difficulties for a few minutes and to be able to worship God and rise above this earth with all of its cares and troubles. And you'll be able to worship God fervently. You'll be able to thank him for everything. And when you come back down to earth, when you finish your devotions or your quiet time, you will look at your problems with a totally different attitude because you've been able to thank God and worship God for your situation. And it totally turns and changes your perspective on everything when you're able to thank God and worship God for all the blessings he has poured out on you.
Interesting conversation around provoking questions and answers to help us search the scriptures and grow in our walk with Christ. If you would like to ask questions of Pastor Joe or share your comments, you can contact us by email, firstloveradio@firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio@firstloveradio.org. You can also write to us at First Love Radio, Post Office Box 2190, Dublin, California. The zip code is 94568. Or simply go to our Contact Us section on our webpage to ask your question. And be sure, whenever you contact us, to indicate that it's for the program Bible Talk. Again, we're delighted to have you join us today. We would encourage you to come back and invite a friend to listen to Bible Talk with Pastor Joe.